हरे कृष्ण। विल जस्ट रिसाइट वन वर्ड फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य भागवत। आदि देव जय जय नित्यानंद राय, चैतन्य महिमा सुरे यहाँ कृपाए। आदि देव जय जय नित्यानंद राय, चैतन्य महिमा सुरे यहाँ कृपाए। All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the first manifestation of Lord Chaitanya. The glories of Lord Chaitanya become manifest in this world by His mercy. So, I offer my most humble obeisances onto the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu and the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev and to all the assembled Vaishnavas, that I may speak something. Although I'm not qualified to speak on such important day, but somehow I have been given this causeless mercy to be able to glorify the Lord, so I seek the blessings. So, His Grace Vajvihari Prabhu, He mentioned about the I space and K space, Krishna's pastime. He covered both the spaces very well, so there is no space left for me to say something. So, but I thought even if one has taken full meal, there is some space for the sweet dish. So I'll try to speak some passage of the Lord. As Prabhuji only mentioned, they are very sweet by nature. Once Prabhupada was at airport and some devotees brought him some sandesh, Prabhupada, this is Bengali sweet, your most favorite. Another devotee simultaneously, he showed a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which has been published in one of the European language. Prabhupada, so this Chaitanya Charitamrita has been published now. And Prabhupada held this and said, this is real Bengali sweet. So the pastimes of the Lord are extremely sweet by nature. But how can we best relish whenever there is any feast, including the sweet preparations? We can best relish when we have good hunger. Like in our temple, when we prepare khichdi on Dwadashi, the devotee specially relish khichdi on Dwadashi. So this Dwadashi khichdi is very tasty. Even when we make the same khichdi on other days, the same recipe, it doesn't taste so good. So devotee sometimes say, no, it's not tasting that good as it tastes on Dwadashi day. Right? Because it takes Ekadashi to take Dwadashi khichdi. So, when there is good hunger, we can actually relish. So, when there is good hunger, we can relish the pastime of the Lord. So, I just thought I will speak upon the six. which acronyms to hunger, H-U-N-G-E-R. So we are discussing today upon increasing, right, the fasting day anyway, the hunger is ignited. So I thought it's a relevant topic to discuss about hunger. So we'll discuss about six qualities exemplified by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, which will acronym to the word hunger and which will also help us to ignite our hunger for the pastime of the Lord. So the H stands for humility. I'll speak briefly each quality, the pastime of the Lord first. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Jagannath Puri on the desire of his mother after taking sannyas, he met Sarvabhauma Bhatta. He just came, he was going to take darshan of the Lord, he was in great joy, and fainted on taking darshan of the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya rescued him, and the devotees came, they all finally brought the Lord to consciousness, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya inquired from the Lord, what was your situation in the previous ashram? Then he came to know that he is from Nadia district, son of Jagannath Mission and Sachi Devi. He was very pleased to hear that. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, you are a sannyasi, you are a naturally very respectable. And I already know your parents, right? There is always a relationship. So he said, I wish to become your personal servant. That's what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya proposed. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, he remembered Lord Vishnu. And the Lord said, but actually you are the teacher of the Vedanta philosophy. You are the master of all people in the world. You are everyone's well-wisher. You are even the benefactor of the sannyasis. And the Lord said, Ami balak sannyasi bhala mand nahi jani tomar ashraye nilu guru karimani. The Lord presented him as a balak sannyasi. He said, I am just a young lad. You are instructor of so many elevated persons, including sannyasis. I am just a young lad, balak sannyasi. I don't know what is good and bad. I have come here to take shelter of you. You are like my guru. Tumara sanga lagi mor iha agaman sarva prakare karibe amaye palan. I have come here only to associate with you, and now I am taking shelter of you. This is before the Lord actually transformed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. It is a very initial conversation. And the Lord said, will you kindly maintain me in all respects? Just like you maintain me today. I just fainted. I was in a dangerous situation. But you rescued me from that. Will you kindly protect me, maintain me in all respects? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was, by this humble words of the Lord, he felt very attracted. And he arranged, he said, you should not go alone to take darshan of Jagannath. Either I will go or one of my men will go with you. Lord said, anyway, I am not going to go near to the Lord Jagannath's altar now. I will stand near Garuda and take darshan. And I will surely go with someone or the other. So when this conversation happened, the next day, Gopinath Acharya and Mukunda Datta, they came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the first words he uttered was, Prakriti vinit sannyasi dekhite sundar, amar bahu priti bade hihara upar. He says, this sannyasi is so humble and so beautiful. My affection of the heart is just pouring upon him. Amar bahu priti bade. So we see how in the very first instance Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya heart was withdrawn, even when he was still a Mayavadi, he is not yet transformed into Vaishnava. But by this humble demeanor of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the affection of his heart was outpouring upon. He said, he's so humble. I really feeling so much affection towards him. And then he says, Bhattacharya kahe ihar proud yovan, kemate sanyasa dharma hai be rakshan. But he is such so beautiful, so young, and sannyasi, very deadly combination. How will he maintain his sannyas vow? Therefore, I will continuously recite Vedanta philosophy, so that he may become fixed in the renunciation and thus enter upon the path of monism. So that was the proposal of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And there was a conversation between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinathacharya. He said, what are you speaking? You don't know who is he? Right? And then they revealed that he is Supreme Lord and what you are talking of. You know, I can raise his sannyas sampradaya from Madhyam to Uttam and so on. So all the proposals they The Gopinathacharya and Mukunda Das, they felt pained at heart by hearing this proposal of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then they went and complained to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord said, what is the harm in this proposal? The Lord only accepted the positive side of it. He said, he wants to protect my sannyas vows. He wants to recite Vedanta philosophy. What is the harm? Right? So he neglected the other part, that he may enter the path of monism and so. But he took that intention of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And the Lord, he humbly sat down for 7 days to hear, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to, you know, render some service out of affection, that here is a young sannyasi, how will he maintain his, if I really make him fixed in the Vedanta philosophy, then he can remain fixed in his renunciation. So that was his way of showing affection and his way of doing service. And Lord accepted that, humbly sat down 7 days before him, heard. And thus, by his humility, he actually softened the heart of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya further. And then he could inject Krishna consciousness. Right? So therefore, the creeper of bhakti can only grow in a heart which has been softened. And in order to soften people's heart, we should actually try to take shelter of humility. Much more than philosophy. Right? We have great philosophy, but before people can accept our philosophy, their hearts will be attracted by devotees' humility. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at so many places, even when dealing with Prakashanand Saraswati, right, he just sat down at a place where people used to wash their feet. A very considered a muchi place, a very dirty place. And they were surprised. And Lord was like effulgent like anything. And they all got up, please come here, sit with us on the elevated seat. Prabhu kahe ami hai hina sampradaya. He said, no, but I am from a very low sampradaya. Tumas bara sabhaye vasite na yuai. I am not qualified to sit at the same level as you. Right? They were shocked. They had never heard, you know, from such a person who is so effulgent that those humble words like shook them, right? Or shook their heart, right? The heart which is very hard, it was shaken up and it softened. They became very receptive to later hear what the Lord wanted to say. So in this way, we see in so many circumstances, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he demonstrated his humility. So therefore, he conquered the Mayavadis. Mayavadis, Prabhupada writes, they are always very puffed up. They think they are great sannyasis and so on, and they are very learned. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he transformed their heart, not by his scholarship, but actually by his humility. He used a scholarship, but that was later. First, by his humility, he made their heart softened. His Grace Peter Barwash Prabhu, you may have heard of him, he has written number of books, Life Enrichment Series. He took a lot of inspiration from Prabhupada. So he presents Prabhupada teaching to the secular world through his books, which are not directly talking of Krishna consciousness, but Krishna conscious principles. So he says, of all the good qualities, humility is the pinnacle. It's the pinnacle of all good qualities. And he says, I regularly like to take a stock of how I am developing some good qualities. And I see that I am progressing, I am becoming a little more patient, a little more tolerant, well-wisher of others and so on. But then he says, when I take stock of humility and I feel that I am becoming humble, immediately I lose it. Because that goes against the principle of humility. If someone says, no, I am becoming very humble, that itself statement is against the principle of humility. Therefore he says, that's the kind of contradiction he faces, that I can't really gauge, am I becoming humble or not. So therefore, His only Dadana Swami Maharaj, he was speaking about humility. He said, humility is not what you think or the other things by seeing you externally. Humility is what Krishna sees from within, how humble the person is. Right? So that quality is measured by the Lord, Paramatma. Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur says, my only hope is I am unqualified in all respects. Very profound statement. My only hope is I am unqualified in all respects. Because if I am unqualified, then only our hope is Krishna's mercy, Vaishnava's mercy. That will only help us. Durgame patime andhasya skhalatpadagater muhu so kripa yasti dhanena santaha santavalambanam. So Krishna Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, Durgame patime andhasya, my path is very difficult. And so we understand the path of bhakti is all that is very simple, it is very joyful. But simultaneously there are certain difficulties. The difficulties are posed by many circumstances. Kala kalir balina indriya vairi varga. In one of the verses, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur describes. First of all, this is Kal is Kali. In the age of Kali Yuga, the forces are opposing us. Then the senses are very strong, there are so many distractions. And so in this way, and so many anarthas are there within the heart. So that makes that's bringing out the difficulty. So difficulty is not in the process, but difficulty is in our shortcomings and in the many temptations which we may be attracted towards. The process in itself is very simple and joyful, but our own limitation, shortcoming, the circumstances, the time, the external, often pose various difficulties. So, durgame pathi, my path is difficult. The path of devotional service, there are many difficulties. And he says, I do not have, me andhasya, I do not have a clear vision, how will I go ahead? My feet are slipping again and again. Right? We also see that we topple often. While in the progress of devotional service, there are many ups and downs. Our feet may slip again and again. So kripa yashti dhanena. So may the great saints grant me the stick of their mercy as my support. And then by that support, by the support of the stick of the mercy of the devotees, I'll be able to traverse the path of Krishna consciousness. So this is the quality of humility. Another verse, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he describes humility. He says, Murkani cha shudramui vishaya lalas vaishnavagya bale kari etika sahas. He is writing Chaitanya Charitamrita and he says, I am murk, I am foolish, I am very low, I am very insignificant. I always desire sense gratification. So then someone may say, then how can you take up to the writing of Chaitanya Charitamrita? Right? This is like contradictory. If you are foolish, if you are low, if you are addicted to sense gratification, how is that you are writing such elevated scripture? He says, Vaishnavagya bale kari ete ka sahas, because the devotee is Vaishnava that instructed me. So therefore, this shows the perfect quality that humility would mean that I have no faith in my own strength, but I have great faith in the mercy of the Vaishnavas, in the mercy of Guru's instructions, in the mercy of the Supreme Lord. This quality of humility is actually very, very empowering. Sometimes people feel that humility is not very practical in this age. One will be exploited. If you are humble, you will be exploited. But actually humility is very empowering. When nothing else works, humility will work. His Grace Srivas Thakur Prabhu, he gave one whole Sunday feast class on humility, very excellent class. And he was mentioning that he needed some filter for one equipment, some filter which they had given to Yamuna Mataji, which facilitated easy breathing. So there were some filters and only one company was making. And they said, Yamuna Mataji said, I need some filters, can you send me urgently? And Prabhuji wanted to serve and he called up the company person. He said, we need this filters. Company said, it is out of stock and now people are going on a vacation and we will give you after a month or so. He said, no, but how can I do that? So he tried to talk to him and said, I will talk to your senior. How can you refuse? We are your regular clients. So he used all kind of sang, dam, dand, we will cut off our ties, we will not give you business, or we will escalate this matter, right? Or whatever he could use, all that tactics. But he was saying, sorry sir, you can talk to anyone you want. We have out of stock, we can't send you before a month or so. And finally he said, sir, I'll come to your office, I'll clean your shoes. If you want, I'll fall at your feet. Please give this. He said, don't talk like this, don't talk like this. Let me consider, let me see what. So he was like, really? And then when he said that I will fall at your feet, I'll polish your shoes or whatever, right? And Prabhu really, he said in such a appealing way, the person's, his heart melted and he arranged, within a time, somehow he went out of his way. Nothing else was working, but he went out of his way and arranged that. So, Shivas Thakur Prabhu was sharing, he's heading the purchase department in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. He found that humility is very empowering. When nothing else works, humility works. I was traveling once from Calcutta to Mayapur. And the driver, the roads are rough, the driving is very rough. So our vehicle driver, he crossed another vehicle and the two drivers started fighting. Right? And it's often the case in the road, you see. And how do you resolve the fight? Each person shouts, right, and gives his argument that it's not my mistake, you are not giving the way or whatever. So they are fighting in Bangla and I looked that there is no going to be solution, is not going to come and we are going to be delayed. And soon probably the police will come and the matter will escalate. So I just quickly got down and I was holding beat bag, chanting. I folded my hand in immediately. I said, please, I beg forgiveness. And immediately the party who was very aggressive fighting, they immediately said, okay, now you go away. Don't talk to us. They just didn't want to stand and, had me folding hands, kind of, and they immediately retracted back. So, I just saw myself also that point of time. Somehow, we wanted to quickly go. It's not that I was demonstrating any humility. But we have heard from the devotees this tactic. So let's see how it works. So it worked. Immediately the whole heat diffused. The conflict ended over there. Then they were shouting and now they were just only murmuring within their mouths. Right, whatever. And other parties, they said, now you just go away. They just turned their backs and left. He said, no, we can't talk. Prabhuji is standing in his folded hand and so on. So in this way, a sword can't do, right? A sword can only cut someone's throat, but it can't bend anyone's throat. Humility can do, actually. We can see that even when there is some conflict, as soon as you bend down, the other person, and you say, I apologize, the other person will also say, oh, I am also sorry. Many of us have experienced, when we bend down, we also help others to realize their mistake. Otherwise, there is no way. You may give 100 arguments, 1000 arguments, you may quote 100 verses from scriptures. There is no way you can, in a conflict, you can make a person realize that it was my mistake also. No other way other than that you say, oh, I am sorry, it's my mistake. Then person says, oh, not only your mistake, mera bhi galti tha. And maine bhi galti kiya, Prabhuji. So therefore, only by humility can we actually uplift anyone's consciousness or help a person to realize his or her mistake. There is no other way than the humility. So therefore, this quality of humility has been taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and through his associates. And when we try to practice, imbibe this quality, pray for this quality, it increases our hunger, right? As we are discussing, the appetite by which we can relish the pastime of the Lord. Half the time is over. So the second quality of view is urgency. There should be a sense of urgency in execution of our Krishna conscious practices. Brajhari Prabhu talked about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becoming a devotee. Right? The first time the Lord manifested his devotional sentiments is when he saw the lotus feet of the Lord in Gaya. And then when he returned, he was always talk of Krishna. He would teach his students everything in terms of Krishna, in terms of the holy name of the Lord. And then the Lord instructed them and gave a very important teaching by saying, Yavat achaye prana dehe achaye shakti tavat karaha Krishna pada padme bhakti. Lord said, Yavat achaye prana, as long as there is vitality in this body, dehe achaye shakti, as long as there is a strength in the senses, tavat karaha Krishna pada padme bhakti, please render devotional service unto the Supreme Lord Krishna. There is a sense of urgency. In the purport to this particular verse, Srila Saraswati Thakur quotes another 11th canto verse, which says, Labdva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante manushyam arthadam anityam api hadhira tunam yate tanapate danu mrittu yavan nishayashaya vishaya khalu sarvatasyat. Labdva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante. This human form of the life is obtained very rarely, after many, many, not just years or decades, after many, many yugas. We don't know how many millions of yugas have passed after we get human form of life. Manushyam arthadam, although this human form of life is temporary but is very valuable and one can attain something permanent, although the life is temporary but one can attain permanent results. Therefore it is arthadam. Therefore dhira, sober person, turnam yatet. So this word turna means to strive with a sense of urgency. Na patedanu mrittu yavan, because soon the body will fall flat, being subjected to death. Therefore till the time you have the strength in the body, the senses are strong, please strive with sense of urgency. Turnam yatet na patedanu mrittu yavan. Nihishreya shaya, for spiritual perfection. Vishaya khalu sarvatah syat, the opportunity to gratify the senses. We have already experienced and explored in millions of lives. But this opportunity is available only in the human form of life. Therefore, please strive with great sense of urgency. We know the story of Lala Babu. Right? He was visiting Vrindavan. And suddenly he heard that one lady, she was telling her son near the bank of Yamuna, come fast, the sun is setting. Come fast, we are getting late. It will be dark soon. We have to hurry. Right? So these words, that the sun is going to set, we have to hurry, it will be dark soon, do not have much time. The lady just spoke that we have to go return home fast. It's becoming dark. The sun is going to set soon. So hurry up, quickly fill up the water and come. He just heard these words and he realized that the sun of life is going to set soon. It will be dark and we don't have much time. And he was just visiting Vrindavan. He said, not going back now. And he decided to just stay back in Vrindavan. And he became one of the great saints, and there is a mandir of Lala Babu Mandir. He He was a Babu, means he was a well-to-do businessman. But then he heard that there is a urgent need to strive for spiritual perfection. Right? So those words, the stid, like previous samskaras of his previous lives, and he took up to Krishna consciousness with a sense of urgency. Prabhupada would often quote the words of Chanakya Pandit, Ayushashana ekopi na labhate swarna koti bhi. One moment of life cannot be taken back. You cannot get it back even by giving all the wealth. Swarna koti bhi, by millions of gold coins. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, to satisfy the hunger of the soul is the most important necessity. Everything else can wait. So, in this way, we should try to bring urgency, a sense of urgency. Even Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, oh, my mind, or the bird, he calls his mind as a bird. He says, you can learn to chant Hare Krishna nicely. When will you chant Hare Krishna attentively with great feeling? Only when the fire enters your mouths, right? At the time of death, when the fire will enter, then we will open the mouth and chant with feelingly, with great attention or so on. No, you can learn and you can do it. And if you see in that particular bhajan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that we can call out to the Lord with great feelings. We can practice Krishna consciousness with a sense of urgency, and we should try to do that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in this way, it's important to have this quality of urgency. And the scriptures, they again and again implore us, in many such verses, that please strive with sense of urgency. Just day before yesterday I was in Kolkata. And somehow mistakenly I left my mobile phone in Kolkata, and I started from Mumbai, and then I called up a devotee. I said, look, I have left my mobile phone. He said, yes, he found it. I said, he found it. And then I said, oh, just by mistake I have left it. He said, good, you will have a nice Gaur Purnima festival. Now that you don't have your mobile phone with you, you will have a nice Gaur Purnima festival. That was the first response. Even before I could say, find out a way to send it as soon as possible. So we have many things to do, many urgent things, many important things. And Krishna consciousness may often take the back priority, if not the last priority, but may take a back seat. But we want to strive to prioritize our Krishna consciousness. So that is the quality of urgency. The word N of hunger stands for being non-judgmental. His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu, he says, how often we just pass judgment. We observe something and we pass a judgment. Oh, this person is like this. This person is so insensitive. This person has the weird way of doing things, and so on. Right? How often we just observe and pass a judgment. So His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu said that I decided to take a Kartik Vrata, 1 month Vrata, that I will not pass judgment upon anyone for 1 month. That will be my Kartik vow. He said, very first day I failed when I decided. Because unconsciously then he started observing that I won't pass. You may not realize how many times we may just pass judgments and think this person is like this person is like that. Within devotees, outside devotional service, whatever. But that judgmental attitude is highly unconducive to our Krishna consciousness. It reduces our hunger. our appetite, to relish the Lord's mercy. So therefore it is important to be non-judgmental. Shrikant Sen, there is a pastime how Shivanand Sen was taking all the group of devotees and Nityanand Prabhu was accompanying, and there was a delay in paying some taxes on the way, there was a delay in arranging some accommodation, and Nityanand Prabhu became very angry. And Nityanand Prabhu, when Shivanand Sen returned, he said, "I have been dying out of hunger, you have not arranged accommodation and prasadam." And he kicks Shivanand Sen on the chest. Very difficult to comprehend this behavior of Nityanand Prabhu. Right? Nityanand Prabhu is actually in this avatar, he is so humble, he will not be agitated even by the provocation of Jagai Madhai when they met him. But then he is just slightly, you know, for some time prasadam got delayed and so on. He became so angry that he kicked Shivanand Sen. And Shivanand Sen is arranging everything selflessly. He doesn't take any yatra fees also. Right? It's mentioned that Shivanand Sen would organize the yatra at his own expense. He would take all the devotees, arrange their prasadam accommodation. Right? He would earn throughout the year. He was well to do. And he would sponsor everyone's yatra. So he was not taking any charges also. Right? So it's not that he was obliged to provide accommodation, prasadam on time and so on, doing as a seva. But still Nityanand Prabhu got angry. Right? So from external point of view, it's very difficult to understand. You may say, what is this? You know. But Nityanand Prabhu sabha charitra viparit. Nityanand Prabhu acts in many contradictory ways. But all his contradictions, they bring out some very important lesson, very important siddhant. So he kicked Shrikant Sen, who was the nephew of Shivanand Sen. He could not just digest that. He said, straightforward Dadagiri. This is nothing less than that. This is Thakurali. In Bangla, the word used is Thakurali. Right? So Shrikant Sen said, "Arey, my mama is partial of the Lord. कोई छोटा आदमी नहीं है मेरे मामा भी इज नॉट अ स्मॉल मैन ही इज अ पार्षद ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु इनके ऊपर भी दादागिरी ही शोइंग यू नो ठाकुराली और दिस टू माय मामा इमीडिएटली ही जस्ट रैन टू कंप्लेन टू लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु वन गुड थिंग ही डिडंट स्टार्टेड गॉसिपिंग एंड स्प्रेडिंग दिस इज वॉट नित्यानंद प्रभु इज डूइंग ही वेंट टू द राइट अथॉरिटी दैट वॉज वन गुड थिंग. So straight away he just left the group and came, could not appreciate, of course so difficult to appreciate this behavior. And Shivanand Sen immediately accepted, he is very elevated. And when he came to the Lord, he came to lodge a complaint against Nityanand Prabhu. And he was wearing a jacket, petangi, and he offered his obeisances when he came to the Lord. And Govinda said, "Shrikant, have you forgotten the etiquette? You should first remove this jacket." And what did the Lord said when Govinda instructed him? That have you forgotten the etiquette? Prabhu kahe Shrikant asiya che paiyo mano dukh kichu na baliha karup yate ihar sukh. Lord said, don't judge that he is not having any etiquette or something. He is simply disturbed in his mind. Therefore let him do whatever he wants to do. Whatever makes him happy. Don't just judge him. Don't instruct him. Let him do whatever makes him happy. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not judge Shrikant Sen at all. He understood that this behavior of Nityanand Prabhu is difficult to comprehend. He is very disturbed in mind. So Lord did not judge at all. He is not following the etiquette, Shrikant. He just showed affection. And that immediately helped him rectify. Again, if there is any fault or anything, rather than judging and passing a remark, if we just try to find out that why this person is behaving and try to help him, that helps a person to overcome. So therefore, judgment doesn't help at all. So Lord, in this case, he showed how non-judgmental, even when the Shrikant Sen is filled with some negativity, he is not following the etiquette, Lord said, no, fine, he is very disturbed. Let him do whatever he wants to do at this point of time, whatever makes him happy. So it's important to be non-judgmental. About Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, it is mentioned, Vaishnave Nanindya Karma Nahi Pade Kane. He would not let someone would criticize devotees, say something against, he would not let that touch his ears. Vaishnave Nanindya Karma Nahi Pade Kane. Sabe Krishna Bhajan Kare Ehi Matra Jane. He would say, wait, he would interrupt, and someone would start lodging some barrage of complaints. He would say, wait. He is chanting the holy names, he is coming to satsang. Very soon it will be rectified. It's all superficial. Don't worry about that. We should know that the process of Krishna consciousness has a great power to purify and rectify a person. So there is every person will experience a self-purification, self-transformation if one goes on executing the right process. So it's not that we have to take the responsibility of correcting everyone, first passing judgment and then correcting everyone, this is not how you should do, how, and so on. They are executing, we can inspire them in the process, they are executing Krishna consciousness. By that they will be very soon purified. Krishna says, Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma. Even if someone has committed some wrong, obnoxious act, Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma. Person will soon be rectified. So in this way, we should not have this judgmental attitude, rather we should be non-judgmental and see that soon our perception of anyone's bad quality or bad habits, they will be able to overcome it soon. One devotee had given an example in one of the classes. Let's suppose devotees are standing in a line. After a festival, you honor prasad. You have taken prasadam and you are standing in a line to wash your plate and hands. But the line could be a little longer. So then if you see one person standing in the line and only see that perspective, you know, that small narrow perspective, you will say, oh, he has taken prasad for last 5 minutes and just standing with dirty hand, with dirty plate. How dirty is that? But he's in the queue. Why you have to pass that judgment? He's soon going to clean the plate and his hands. He's in the queue. Therefore, we all are in the queue of being purified by the process of Krishna consciousness. And rather than passing judgment, let's help. We can say, okay, you please come in front of me. Right? We can give way to somebody or help him to go and be purified faster. So, Shyamananda Prabhu once shared that one poet has written, London, with all thy faults, I still love you. About London, that London has many faults. Each place has, but you know, Prabhupada says especially such very dark, damp place, very congested and so on. But with all thy faults, I still love you. Then how much more it is true for the devotees, right? If London is so lovable with all the faults. So devotees may have some faults externally, but Krishna loves his devotees with all their faults. They may have faults, but if they are serving Krishna, Krishna loves his devotee like anything. And then when we are judgmental about devotees, we lose our hunger. On the other side, if some devotee does something good, just see how beautiful is Krishna consciousness. We may not have any good quality. But if some devotee has some nice quality and we can take pleasure in him doing good, that is a greater good. We get greater mercy. Can you imagine? We may have no qualification, we have no good quality, but just by becoming happy in seeing someone else doing something good, we get a higher mercy of the Lord. And opposite to that, in contrast, if there is some fault in some person, we pointed that fault out, we become greater faulty. you become more faulty than the fault. So that fault is very superficial, it will go away. But our fault is very grave because we are just judgmental and we are critical of the devotees. When Srila Ishwarpuri, he asked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will you please review my book, find out, edit it, there may be some mistakes in the book. What did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Very revealing again. He said, Ihate ye dosha dekhe tahara se dosh. He said, if anyone sees fault in your book, that is his fault first. Why? Because Bhakte Ravanana Matra Krishna Santosh. If you are a devotee, you have glorified Krishna in your book. Even if there are some grammatical mistakes, some spelling mistakes, Krishna is satisfied. So if anyone points out the mistake, it is his mistake. I will not dare do that. Your book is perfect, for it satisfied Krishna. And so therefore, the fault, to see the fault in the devotee is greater fault. That is the main fault. The other fault is very superficial. That will soon be rectified by the purifying process of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, the great souls, they magnify the good and oversee all the fault. Well, the nature of the many people in this world is different. But the nature of great souls is that they will magnify the good. There are both good and bad in this world. There are people who only see the bad and they neglect the good. There are many people in this world. They are good and bad, but they only see the good. And they only see the bad in this world. That's the nature of the conditioned soul or the narthas. They are good qualities, they are bad qualities, but we tend to grasp the bad qualities much faster and tend to neglect the good qualities. But a devotee is just the opposite. He should actually neglect all the faults and grasp the good qualities. Gunan chafal gun bahuli krishnavo. About Lord Shiva it is said that there could be a small good quality, but a great soul like Lord Shiva magnifies it. So in this world we'll find the faults are written in big headings. We should not read that. It is very clearly visible, big headings, faults. We should just neglect that. And there is some good qualities in small font somewhere. Magnify it. Make it big. Right, with a magnifying lens. See only that. That is the nature of a devotee is mentioned. Like Vaishnava, like Lord Shiva. Gunansa Falgun, very small quality somewhere. Bahuli Krishnavu, magnify it. And just neglect the faults which are so obvious. And so on. Ishvara Sabhava Bhaktera Nalaye Aprat. This is the nature of the Lord Himself. What is the nature of the Lord? Ishvara Sabhava Bhaktera Nalaye Aprat. He doesn't take any offense or any shortcoming or fault of the devotee seriously. Alpa Seva Bahu Mane Atma Prayan Prasad. Very small service, the Lord says, oh great! How great is my devotee? Alpa seva bahu mane. Atma prayant prasad. He gives himself in return. That's the nature of the Lord Himself. So in this way, we have to imbibe that nature. That there are faults, just tend to neglect. And don't mark any judgment. See the good qualities, magnify the good qualities. And that, appreciate the devotees for that. Right? That attitude of being non-judgmental ignites one hunger to be able to taste and relish the mercy of the Lord. The next quality is that of gratitude. G is for gratitude. So again, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is, all the devotees would come to Jagannath Puri every year and participate in the Rath Yatra. They would stay for 4 months in Jagannath Puri, have many Sankirtan festivals, have many prasadam pastimes. And on one particular year, the Lord is bidding farewell to all the devotees. And he says, Prati varshe aise sabe amare dekhite asite yaite dukh pao bahumate. He said, you all come all the way walking. Sometimes there is a delay in prasadam, there is a delay in accommodation, right, and so on. Prati varshe, every year you come and go. You overcome or you face so many obstacles. Toma sabar dukh jani chahi nishedite. I want to tell you, don't come. Why you have to take so much pain to come all the way? But then, toma sabar sukha sange lobha bade chitte. But my heart also yearns to have your association. Therefore, I don't forbade you. Although I know that you overtake so many difficulties or you undertake so many difficulties. And Lord says, but I just stay here in Nilachal. Ami yai nilachale rahiye vasiya parishram nahi mor toma sabar lagiya. I stay here and there is no parishram on my part, there is no difficulty on my part, but you undertake so many difficulties. How will I repay this debt of yours? You will come all the way to give me your association, to give me such joy. How will I repay this debt of yours? The Lord is saying to his devotees. Sanyasi manusha mora nahi kona dhan. He said, I have no dhan, no debit card, no credit card. Right? Sanyasi manush. What, how will I pay? Kidiya to mara din karimusho dhan. What can I give you to repay this debt? Deha matra dhan to mae kailu samarpan. I only this body. Therefore, take this body. You may sell this body anywhere you want and recover something, right? From that. Deha matra dhan to mae kailu samarpan. Taha vikai yaha vechite to marman. You may sell it wherever you want. This body belongs to you. I give this body to you. Right? So therefore, Nottam Das Thakur had said, Krishna is the property of his devotees. He himself says, right? So many times the Lord says, I have nothing else to repay. I give myself. I belong to my devotees. They can sell me, give me, anywhere they want. Right? So Nottam Das Thakur has sung that. Krishna se tomar Krishna dite par tomar shakti ache. Ami to kangal Krishna Krishna boli dai tava pache pache. In this way the Lord is the property of his devotees and the devotees can give. So the Lord, he expresses this gratitude to all the devotees who would come every year. They said that Prabhura Vachane Sabar Dravi Bhutaman. When all the devotees heard these words, their heart just melted. Ajohar Nayane Sabe Karena Krandan. They could not check their tears. There were unrestricted tears in their eyes, hearing these words of gratitude from the lotus mouth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this quality of gratitude is very important. I will quote one story of Peter Barwash Prabhu. So he narrates, this is like he personally narrated. He said that he was once admitted in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And Peter Barwash Prabhu, if some of you have met him, he expresses gratitude really from the heart. And anything you do for him, he will be expressing his gratitude. I had the opportunity to just, when he was in Jastlok here, to few days take some prasadam. And he was expressing so much gratitude to the extent that after going back, I received one letter of gratitude. Can you imagine? After going back, he sent one letter of gratitude. I was quite, you know, shocked. So he shared one experience that he was in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. One day a maid came to clean the room. And maid, she cleaned the room nicely, cleaned the dustbin, And Peter Barwash Prabhu, he said, thank you so much. The way he said, the way he expressed, that made that bhai was stunned. She just could not, and tear came from her eyes. She said, she expressed that I am doing this cleaning work for 30 years, not in the Bhaktisiddhanta hospital, but that was before, at all the places that was her, you know, since she's been doing that since long. For 30 years I am doing this cleaning, you are the first person to say thank you to me. No one had ever feelingly said, like expressed such gratitude. Can you imagine that first time in 30 years in her profession of cleaning, first time she heard someone feelingly say, thank you, I appreciate your service. The way he said, he expressed the gratitude of the heart, not just superficially, brought tears. So this is, we can imagine that how much, sometimes we say, of course I am grateful, you should understand that. Right? Right? So, he said the complaint should be unspoken, but the gratitude should be spoken out. We do the opposite. Right? People should be able to understand the unspoken complaints. Right? Just, you don't have to express it. Just when devotees see you are feeling uneasy, they will understand that you didn't become happy. You don't have to speak it out. The gratitude should be expressed. But we are very good in expressing all the complaints. But then gratitude, we should understand. Right? It's the opposite. So in this way, we should express the gratitude. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exemplifying himself. At so many places. So this quality of gratitude is very important for us to practice. His only Radhana Swami Maharaj, whom we are just missing his association today. He once, in our brahmachari class, after the brahmachari class, he started distributing chikus to the brahmacharis. We had one box of chikus which was there, and it was supposed to be given after the class. So Maharaj came in this corridor, Gaur Nitai, and he saw that there are chikus kept and supposed to be given. He started giving himself one chiku to all. What happened? The line was not moving. After taking chiku, everyone was crowding around Maharaj to hear. Everyone wanted to hear what he had to say. So some devotees, whoever got, they just, you know, everyone gathered around him. And he said, you all have the highest philosophy. The sweetest association. And the loving shelter. These three words he said. You all have the highest philosophy, the sweetest association, and the loving shelter. Be grateful and you will realize it all. If we have the gratitude, we will realize that how much we have gotten. We have gotten the highest philosophy, such philosophy we can't imagine. Right? Because otherwise, as Brajaharipuru described, everyone else is caught up in Apsiddhant, being swallowed by the crocodiles of Apsiddhant. But we have got the highest philosophy, which is so very rare. Everyone else is caught up in so many kind of their own philosophies, deviations. The sweetest association of the Vaishnava, there can be no great sweet experience than the association of the devotees. And the loving shelter of the Supreme Lord. We have, in this way we have received something which is very, 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 very rare. But then we get caught up in some small details, and our mind just takes us to some other world where we are not able to realize that what we have gotten. We go into complaining mode, or instead of getting such highest benedictions, still we just go into negativity, or still we don't feel encouraged often. But This quality of gratitude will help us realize, will help us really count our blessings. So this quality of gratitude is very important. It will ignite our appetite to realize the blessings, to realize the mercy of the Lord that coming to us, appreciate it and relish it. So that's the G of the hunger. The E stands for endurance. Uttam hai apna ke mane trinadham. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given this verse, trinadapi shunichena trorivasheshana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari, in his teachings. Trorivya sahishuna. Tolerant, the word endurance is the same as being tolerant. Uttam hai apana ke mani trinadham dui prakare sahishnuta kare vrikshasam. So all the devotee is very elevated, he should consider himself to be trinadham, means lowly like a blade of grass. That is the quality of humility. One should practice twofold tolerance, this verse says. Twofold tolerance. Dui prakare sahishnuta kare vrikshasam. What is that tolerance? One is tolerance for sustenance, one's own sustenance. Because if we have to, in this world there will be so many provocating circumstances, there will be so many difficulties. And we really can't change the world. I was in Kumbh Mela in the recent Prayag, and there was one Ram Bhakta Sadhu in our the neighboring camp. So he would give some pravachan, and it was very clearly audible, just the next camp. Sometimes it would be very clearly audible at the place where we would stay. So in between sometime I would hear what this sadhu is saying. So one day he was saying, ये संसार हमारे अनुकूल कभी नहीं होगा. This samsara will never become favorable to us. और हम कितना भी प्रयास कर लें इस संसार को नहीं बदल पाएंगे. We will not be able to change the world. Therefore, he was saying के संसार को बदलने की इच्छा छोड़ देनी चाहिए और थोड़ा अपने आप को बदल लेना चाहिए. So we will not be able to change this world. This samsara, the nature of samsara will remain provocative, turbulent, filled with difficulties. We have to change ourselves. We have to make adjustment on ourselves. So therefore, tolerance, if we have to really sustain the steady practice of our Krishna consciousness, we have to tolerate many things. We have to increase our tolerance. There was a provocation once. Prabhupada was traveling, the devotee was traveling, and there was someone who was creating disturbance, and the devotees immediately got up and they wanted to rectify the situation. Prabhupada said, just tolerate. Otherwise, what is the difference between them and us? Right? If we just go on fighting, want to change the whole world around us. So many provocations will be there. Especially this is this applies more on a personal, when we are personally being affected. Of course, when our mission and the service to Guru and Vaishnavas is affected, then we have to do the needful. We can't be tolerating at that point of time. But personal difficulties, personal inconveniences, and so on, we should learn to tolerate. That will help us to sustain our Krishna consciousness. Second, dui prakare sahishnuta. Second aspect of tolerance is tolerance for benevolence. So one is the tolerance for one's own sustenance. Second is tolerance for benevolence. If we really want to do good to others, be benevolent, we have to tolerate a lot. Nishreyasaya bahu vigdadi. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, if we want to do good to others, we will face many obstacles. It's not that Now we are going out and preaching, distribute books. Everyone will open up a red carpet. There will be many people who will criticize, blaspheme, be unwelcoming. And so in order to do good to others, and there will be a time when we want to do good to others, or the same people whom we want to benefit, they will only harm us. Right? The person whom Jesus Christ rescued, they only hanged him. It's the nature. The same people whom you sacrifice their life for, one day they may hang you. They may blaspheme you, criticize you, turn against you very bitterly. But one has to tolerate and continue to do good. That means the path of benevolence is not easy. To do good to others is not easy. Again, Srila Sarasvati Thakur says, one will find one's path beset with millions of thorns. And there are other statements like, every tender-hearted member of Gauriya Math has to be prepared to shed 100 gallons of blood. Right? It's not an easy thing to do good to others. So one has to tolerate a lot in this world for one's own sustenance in Krishna consciousness and to do good to others. One has to increase one's tolerance. This is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. So increasing one's tolerance will ignite our hunger for Krishna's mercy. And lastly, the word R is for being respectful. So a devotee always should practice Jivesa Mana Dibe Jani Krishna Adhishtan. This is the principle described. One should be always respectful, what to speak of the devotees, to all living entities. One should not agitate anyone's mind with one's words, with one's actions, with one's deeds, by acting inappropriately, by acting disrespectfully. And when we disrespect anyone, a person is agitated. So knowing that every living entity, in every living entity's heart, the Lord Himself resides. Jive Saman Dibe Jani Krishna Adhishtha. Knowing Krishna resides in everyone's heart, we should give due respect to everyone. Even when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would defeat the scholars. We know how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great scholar himself. He would defeat all kind of scholars. In any scripture, you could debate with the Lord on any topic, from anywhere, and the Lord could defeat. That's how scholarly he was. But then it is mentioned, Sarva Shastre Sarva Pandit Pai Parajay. Everyone in any topic was defeated by the Lord. Vinaya Bhangite Karo Dukha Nahi Bhai. But he would never disrespect them. Although he refuted all their arguments, he defeated them in a debate, but he never disrespected anyone. Therefore, dukh nahi pai. They didn't felt heartbroken because there was no disrespect shown. And that's the reason the Lord could actually transform the heart of Keshav Kashmiri. He was such a big pandit. When the Lord defeated his arguments, all the students wanted to have a good laugh. The Lord said, wait, don't laugh at all. He said, you are such a great Pandit, there is no Kavi like you in this whole world. Everyone has some faults. So your composition has some fault. Doesn't mean it's not good. Even the best composition may have some fault. But since the subject matter is so good, you have glorified Mother Ganga, and the Lord, you know, no one can defeat. First the Lord said, your poetry is good for nothing. And he could not defeat. And the Lord said, wait a minute, your poetry is so glorious, because subject matter is glorious. Doesn't matter for the fault. Right? So now that was his ability, you know. Whatever the Lord would establish, that was it. No one can refute. So after he became humbled, Keshav Kashmiri, the Lord said, what a great poetry. doesn't matter some fault here and there. Right? Great poets have some fault, but one should accept on the based on the subject matter of therefore you glorified Mother Ganga, everything is perfect. Right? So like that. And then what did Lord say? Tell him. He said, please do not take my offense seriously. I am not even fit to be shishya or of your shishya. I am not even fit to be disciple of a disciple. Shishyera shishya sam nahi to mar. So Lord said that, please do not take my adhatya, my impudence very seriously. I am not even fit to be disciple of a disciple. That's how qualified you are. So just see that how the Lord, although he defeated his pride, but he kept his honor. And therefore, Keshav Kashmiri could fully take shelter of the Lord. When Mother Saraswati instructed him, next day he could take shelter of the Lord. So therefore, this quality of being respectful to the Lord, to everyone, all living entities, is very important quality and for us to be practiced. And thus the six qualities which is exemplified by the Lord and his devotees are humility, urgency, non-judgmental, gratitude, endurance and respectful. So in this way we pray at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, that we may be able to imbibe these qualities, and by doing that we can appreciate the mercy, the blessings of the Lord that are bestowed upon us. Or we may relish the Krishna consciousness which has been given to us by the Acharyas by the development of these qualities. Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Shri Gaur Purnima Maha Mahotsav ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.